emotional test, Tato Joe! Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself, Larry Mataris!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. And since I want to delay talking about the Viking game as long as possible, we're going to introduce an exciting new feature here on Packers Live. It's called Viewer Mailbag.
Wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Mr. Postman.
Very well done, Frank. Our first letter comes from concerned viewer Bob, who's also a tour guide at Lambeau Field. Those folks do a terrific job if you've gone on one of those tours. But anyway, Bob writes, it was this past Thursday in the last tour of the day, about 12 to 15 people. We were at the entrance to the team tunnel when who comes out of the locker room door but Coach Mike McCarthy. One of the guests noticed him, and it didn't take long for the whole tour to recognize him. He was kind enough to stop, greet the tour, and say a few words. There was still quite a buzz in the group after he left, except for one gentleman who didn't seem all that excited, like he couldn't care less. I asked him, "You know who that was, don't you?" And he replied, "Yeah, Larry McCarron." I don't know how to feel about that, but that was viewer mailbag. Frankie, third and short, may I request a drum roll, please? He defends the run. He rushes the passer. He even drops into coverage. He is doing it all. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Tone Jones. Tone, how are you?
Man, I'm kind of bummed right now after this tough loss, but I mean, it's always great to be here in your presence, Larry, so let's get the show in the week. I don't want to start the week off bad. Let's go.
Well, thank you, Tone. I'm kind of embarrassed there. You didn't hear viewer mailbag, obviously. Tone, here's what I'm thinking. End of the ball game, under 2 minutes, the Packer offense, led by Aaron Rodgers, is at about midfield, and they're down by three, and there's time left. I'm thinking, we're going to come back and win this thing, and everybody's happy. Doesn't happen. How were you thinking at that moment, and were you shocked when all of a sudden the interception happens?
We've seen Aaron bail the defense out and make these amazing plays, Hail Marys, and, you know, guys coming down with spectacular catches, but, you know, it didn't happen that way, and as a team, we have to stand behind our quarterback. We have to continue to encourage one another to just get better and finish the game. We didn't come out like we wanted to come out, but at the end of the day, I felt like that's only going to make us a better team. We're going to learn from our mistakes, and it's going to make us better.
Something there was no mistakes in was your defensive effort against Adrian Peterson. I've got it written down. Folks. The great Adrian Peterson, 12 carries, 19 yards, a 1.6 average with a long of five. Yeah. Dayton. You can't do any better than that, can you?
I mean, you can't do any better than that. At the end of the day, I feel like we held our own. We stopped the run. The defensive line, the front seven, we played great the entire night.
Dayton, let me ask you this. It dawned on me during the game, and you talked about Sam Bradford and his big target was Stephon Diggs, and they hooked up plenty. But I was looking at it, and I'm thinking, the Vikings actually caught a break with Teddy Bridgewater going down. No offense to Teddy Bridgewater, because Sam Bradford can make all the throws.
He can make all the throws. I mean, he's number one overall for a reason, and we don't give the guy enough credit because his NFL history, being on multiple teams, the contracts, and, you know, everything that comes with being in the spotlight. And, you know, he came out last night, and he played his best football, and he played his best football for 60 minutes, and he got the job done. So, you know, all we can do is rebound, learn from our mistakes this game, and come back at the end of the season and come back, get ready to compete for it all.
The thing about Bradford, your guys' pass rush was good. I mean, four sacks, that's a healthy number of sacks.
Oh, yeah.
And that doesn't count all the hits. He did it under duress.
Oh, man. I mean, we went into this game knowing that we wanted to stress him out. And I know for a fact in our outside linebacker room, we were looking at our chops to really just get out there, the quarterback, compete just to get to the quarterback, big hits, meeting in the backfield. And we might have to just get a couple turnovers next time if we want to pull the game off.
Something that really stood out, for the second week in a row, you guys have a half a dozen tackles for losses. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks in a row in the NFL. Six tackles for losses. Now, those are big plays.
Oh, that speaks volume, and I think anytime you see that, I think you're changing the game. I feel like we do a great job with guys like LaTroy Guyon and Mike Daniels up front, including myself, and just in that front. The front three guys getting that good penetration for our outside linebackers, then our linebackers, our inside backers, and our safeties to come downhill. You know, we got to keep it up. Guys are having fun. We're out there competing day in and day out, and we're competing amongst one another, which is building that competitive edge, and it's only building chemistry in our locker room.
Dayton, people are talking about that the Packer offense has started this season sluggishly. Now, you guys go against them all the time, entire training camp and that kind of stuff. Do you think that can last long? I mean, there's too much talent over there, is there not?
I mean, we have 12. Anytime you have Aaron Rodgers, you know, you have a special player. I mean, not only do we have 12, but he have great weapons around him, and we have some of the best coaches in the world, and I'm pretty sure they know what's expected of them, and us as players know what's expected of us. And I think that we're going to be okay in the long run.
I would think so. Dayton, little light up front right now with Mike Pinnell out. Mm-hmm. And so what are the Packers? How do they answer that problem? Well, they just plug in Dayton Jones at defensive end. And what's amazing, how much weight did you lose as you moved to outside linebacker?
I lost 15 pounds.
But you're still as strong as ever. I mean, your game strength hasn't lost a bit, has it?
And that was one thing that I wanted to do when the Packers came to me and told me they wanted to move me into the elephant. By losing weight, gaining more muscle, being more flexible, being more durable, losing weight but not losing strength.
Dayton does all that work at outside linebacker. Now, Dayton is kind of a multidimensional player. Right outside linebacker, left outside linebacker, defensive end, left and right. But also, in the sub packages, you'll go down like a defensive tackle, put your hand down and rush the passer. Now, has all that work outside, has that helped your inside rush?
Oh, my gosh.
Because you've given some folks serious problems in there.
Tremendously. A lot of times you see guys like Clay Matthews able to line up over the guard and mirror dodge a guy and make a play. And for myself, just watching these guys, I understand pass rushing a lot better.
All right, coming up, this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, and starring, straight from Australia, Sydney. That it? All right. Welcome back. We've got an audible. Dayton is still a little sore from the Viking game, and he's under trainer's orders, do as little as possible. And so we don't get in trouble. We're going to do as little as possible. But Sydney and myself are going to press on and do a little earn your autograph. Is that okay, Sydney?
Okay.
Now, you're not really from Australia, are you?
Nope, all American.
Oh. Where are you from?
Suamico.
That's almost Australia. Here in the Metroplex, we call it the land down under. Howard Suamico. Anyway, Sydney, if you can execute the football skill I'm about to coach you on, you will earn Dayton's autograph and you can run up and get it. How's that? Okay. Come here, Sydney. We're going to look at Dayton in action. Okay. And do you know where Dayton is at? Here's Dayton right here. Well, that's a nice looking arrow. I don't know where that came from. But here's Dayton, not this guy. But, boy, you actually see Dayton's rear end right there. It's kind of cute, isn't it? Okay. Now, I want you to watch Dayton pass rush against this guy. This guy is Luke Jokel, and he thinks he's really good. Watch Dayton. He slaps him out of the way, and then he's by him, and Dayton gets the head. He pulled back just a bit so he didn't get a penalty. But that's a pretty cool pass rush move, is it not?
It's cool.
Do you think you can do that to me?
I don't know.
I mean, really club me.
I don't know.
Well, here, you better put on the helmet. Okay. Now, if you can get out here. Okay. Hello, back here. Okay, I'm going to get my stance. And with this hand, you hit me as hard as you can, right here. As hard as you can, and you run right by me. That's how you'll earn Dayton Jones' autograph. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, Sydney, I'll say ready, hike, and then you do it, okay? Ready, hike! Here, let people see how darling you are. Dayton, did she earn your autograph?
She looked great. I thought she was Clay Matthews.
All right, go up there. And while Sydney's getting Dayton's autograph, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it'd be time for In the Huddle, and that should be interesting as well. We'll see how we do with that. Thank you, Frankie. Welcome back. And hang on to your collective helmet because it is time to go In the Huddle. In the Huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. And in this case, another audible. We're going to do it by remote control. Dayton's got a monitor he can see. I've got our big monitor that you can see. And we're just going to talk our way through it that way. You okay with that, Dayton?
I'm great, Larry.
You okay with that, ladies and gentlemen? All right. Okay, let's get that first play. Oh. Okay, here's Dayton right here. And in this case, Dayton, you are part of the Packers' base 3-4 playing left defensive end, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Might be Big Oki. I can't see if Micah Hyde's on the field or not.
Yes,
he is. So it's Big Oki, but it's a three-man line. And Dayton, before we get started right here, your basic responsibility on this play.
Right now, I'm lined up in a Y5. I'm foot-to-foot with the offensive tackle, with the left tackle. And my only job is to man the C-gap. Anything that crosses my face in that gap is mine. Anything else, I'm just being disruptive.
Okay, let's roll it forward. And you'll see Dayton play the leverage game supremely. Very well done. Hands underneath. And he's got that tackle stood up. And he's going down the line of scrimmage. And stop it right here. This right here is that Cordarrelle Patterson guy. And they try to infiltrate their offense with him once in a while. He's that real good kickoff returner. So he's a special player. So they run this speed sweep. Okay, so we got Cordarrelle Patterson out here, and we got Dayton on the move. Now let's see what develops here.
Let me show you what I see, Larry.
Okay.
So initially, when the play starts, initially I have the C gap. Initially, we know that Cordarrelle Patterson is in the game. High tendency of fly sweep, which is that play, or either quarterback keep. So right then and there, I see Cordarrelle Patterson on motioning. I know instantly it's going to be a fly sweep. That's the only thing I'm worried about. So initially, Jake Ryan, I believe, overran the play. And then right there when you see me, me and Cordell Patterson, that's when me and him made eye contact. And that's when he realized he messed up.
Okay, I'm glad you gave us the backstory. Can we roll it forward now and see the exciting conclusion? Now watch, in the open field, Dayton Jones.
And not only is it open field, but, you know, you get a guy who challenges you. You know, a receiver, he challenged me. He ran into the brick wall. You know, I had to gang tackle. You're going to make an aggressive gang tackle, especially against a rival.
Okay, let's roll it forward. You can see some big-time aggression here as Dayton puts the hammer to Patterson. And now something I wanted to ask you about. Stop. Right here. Stephon Diggs is coming in from the sideline. What was his problem?
He wanted to fly sweep. And I told him, yeah, if you want the fly sweep, you know, you got to come in next time, and I was going to get him.
Yeah. Fair enough. Thank you, Dayton. Very well done. Coming up, we'll have questions for Big D from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us. Thank you, Third Short. Welcome back. Dayton Jones, our very, very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name, sir?
Adam.
And Adam, a little bird told me that you moved here to Green Bay from Texas because you're a Packer fan.
That's correct, Larry.
Let's hear it for Adam. That is dedication. And Adam, what's your question for Dayton?
Dayton, what do you like to do in the off season?
Oh, man, off season. Well, I'm a homebody, and I'm a tropical climate type of guy. So normally I go back to California, back home to my wife, and, you know, I try to spend as much time with my wife and my family as possible, because during the season I'm all locked in, and, you know, I barely get to see them. So when I'm in the off season, go back home to California.
All right. Next up we have...
Actually, I'm Mary, and my question is for Frankie. Last week, wasn't your hair a little lighter?
Well, if you must know, it's my natural color this week.
Yeah.
Very well done, Frankie. Okay, next up we have...
My name is Julie Dayton. I was just wondering, do you like the bye week so early in the year, or do you like it later in the year?
Most guys on the team, we rather prefer that week 7 period. I think it's kind of like you have to mentally lock in after that bye week. Guys pretty much, you know, you kind of want to get it in the halfway mark so it can shorten the season up, you know.
All right. Thank you, Dayton. Thanks to our questioners. Frankie, what was your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
Of course it was Mary, and she gets the official Packer notebook, an official Packer pen with the comfort grip, not kung fu.
I don't know what that means, but anyway, we'll be back with some final thoughts. Stay with us, please. Thank you, guys. One more time with Dayton. And Dayton, you have some special guests with you.
Oh, I have my
Could you introduce them?
Well, I have my special guest here, Larry. My number one cheerleader is my number one at everything. They support me and they, keep me sane at all times. So my number one loves is my wife and my daughter, Layla and Lauren.
Thank you for coming. And Dayton, thank you for coming.
Thanks
Best
so
of
much.
Luck the rest
oh,
of the way,
you.
Huh? Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.